Hoy vas a aprender inglés con una escena de Emily in Paris, Emily in Paris. Vas a escuchar una conversación real de la serie, en inglés real, tal y como suena de verdad. Y te aviso, ahora mismo probablemente no vas a entender mucho, pero quédate conmigo porque en unos minutos no solo la vas a entender bastante mejor, vas a empezar a repetir partes como si las dijera un nativo. Y ahí está la clave, porque si no entiendes bien el inglés de las series o te bloqueas al hablar, no suele ser porque no sepas inglés, suele ser más bien porque nadie te ha entrenado para reconocer cómo suena de verdad cuando los nativos hablan, enlazan palabras y se comen sonidos. Y eso es justo lo que vamos a trabajar hoy con Emily in Paris, Emily in Paris en inglés. Primero vas a escuchar la escena completa, seguramente se te van a escapar cosas y es totalmente normal. Pero después vamos a desglosar, a desmontar contigo frase por frase para que no solo entiendas a las protagonistas, sino también para que puedas seguirlas, repetirlas y sentir cómo tu oído empieza a cambiar. Porque cuanto mejor suenas, mejor comprendes. Por eso nuestro lema es: suena bien, comprende mejor. Sound good, understand better. Y antes de empezar, una cosa muy importante. Te he dejado aquí abajo este diálogo completo con la pronunciación exacta de cada frase usando nuestro propio sistema de transcripción fonética en inglés y adaptada al español. Lo tienes gratis y te va a ayudar un montón a practicar este vídeo antes, durante y después. Así que ahora sí, vamos a por una lección de inglés muy entretenida. Bien, lo dicho, lo primero, vas a escuchar el diálogo completo sin subtítulos. Solo escucha y vemos cuánto has entendido.
So, what brought you to Paris? At first, business school. My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. He's the zipper king of China.
The zipper king?
Yes, and also many other kinds of fasteners. He's got the world by the balls, literally. And, well, it's his dream to have his only child, me, take over the family business.
Well, what's your dream?
Just anything but that. But ever since I was a child, I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. I'm used to getting my way too.
I see. So that's why you became a nanny?
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's harsh.
No, 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 no. It's wonderful. I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom. Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China. You know, it's funny. I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
Mm.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
Excuse me, pardon, monsieur. I ordered this medium, and it's still kind of bloody.
Your ale amaré son steak, mieux cuit, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
What's that? Rice with veal?
No. See, that's what I thought. I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
I suggest you try it.
Maybe you suggest you cook it longer?
Yeah, I'll take yours.
No, no, no. Come on. The customer is always right.
No, here the customer is never right.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit about customer service.
You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak?
Gabrielle.
Emily.
Bien, ¿y cuánto has comprendido? ¿Un 10? ¿Un 20%? Perfecto. Ahora vamos a cambiar eso. Vamos a hacerlo paso a paso, frase a frase, pero no solo para entender, sino lo dicho, para que puedas decirlo igual que ellos. Te vamos a dar todos nuestros trucos de pronunciación de nuestro método y vas a ver cómo te va a ayudar en todo, en gramática, en pronunciación y en que te salga exactamente igual que los protagonistas.
Santé.
Santé.
So, what brought you to Paris?
So, what brought you to Paris? Fijaos, entonces, ¿qué es lo que te trajo a París? Pasado de traer, bring es brought. Y fijaos que dice brought you, brought you to. La T de to se convierte en R suave. Como dice nuestro método, la T entre vocales se convierte en R suave española, ¿vale? So, what brought you to Paris?
So, what brought you to Paris?
Repetí conmigo. What brought you to Paris? Fíjate que no dice París. Paris. La letra clave R que genera una U. Pere, pere, perea, perea, Paris, ¿vale? So, what brought you to Paris? Repetí conmigo. What brought you to Paris?
So, what brought you to Paris?
What brought you to Paris?
At first, business school.
At first, business school. At first, fijaos, al principio, la universidad, la escuela de negocios, ¿vale? At first. Fijaos que no se escucha una I, es R, la R se come a la I. First, letra clave. Business. Mirad, business. No hay ninguna I. Business school. school. School, esa L que casi no se escucha. At first, business school.
At first, business school.
Repetid, at first, first, ¿vale? Con R, first. At first, business school.
At first, business school. My father insisted, and he's used
to... My father insisted. My father insisted.
My father insisted, and he's used
to... Mi padre insistió.
And he's used to getting his way.
And he's used to getting his way. My father insisted, mi padre insistió, insistir. Fijaos que no se escucha ninguna I, insisted.
My father insisted, and he's...
El pasado, insist, insisted. And he's used to getting his way. Y está acostumbrado a salirse con la suya. And he's used to getting his. Fijaos, getting, T como R suave, I como E, getting his. Salta la H, I como E. No dice getting his way, sino dice getting his way.
And he's used to getting his way.
My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. And he's used to getting his way, ¿vale? My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way, all right?
Cool. My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way.
Claro, es que casi la H no las pronuncia, ¿vale? And he's used to getting his way. La primera sí, and he's used to getting his, pero la segunda no, getting his way, getting his way. My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way.
My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. He's the zipper king of China.
He's the zipper king of China, ¿vale? He's the zipper king of China. Es el rey de las cremalleras en China, ¿vale? He's the zipper king of China. Fijaos que no dice China, sino China. Zipper, con letra clave R. Uh-huh.
He's the zipper king of China.
The zipper king?
Y ella pregunta, ¿the zipper king? ¿The zipper king? ¿The zipper king? ¿El rey de las cremalleras?
The zipper king?
Yes, and also many other kinds of fasteners.
And also many other kinds of fasteners. Y también muchos otros tipos de, kinds of es tipos de, muchos otros tipos de cierres, ¿vale? Fasteners, fasteners. Fijaos que fasteners, la T no la pronuncia, ¿vale? Fasteners, con letra clave R. And also many other kinds of fasteners.
Yes, and also many other kinds of fasteners.
And also many other kinds of fasteners, kind of fasteners, all right? And also many other kinds of fasteners.
Yes, and also many other kinds of fasteners. He's got the world by the balls, literally.
He's got the world by the balls. He's got, tiene el mundo, the world, by the balls, por las pelotas. He's got the world by the balls. Fijaos, letra clave L no es balls, sino balls. He's got the world, world, semiclave W, letra clave R, world, y luego letra clave L, world. He's got the world.
He's got the world by the balls, literally.
He's got the world by the balls. Mm. He's got the world by, repite conmigo. He's got the world by the balls, all right? Ya lo tenemos, all right?
He's got the world by the balls, literally.
Literally, interesante, literalmente, ¿cómo lo pronuncia? Fijaos, literally.
Literally.
Literally. La I como E, le... La T como R suave, letter ra, la R, y luego letra clave L. Letter rally. Letter, letter, ra. Letter, letter, como en español. Letter, letter, le. Y luego ra, como ra, ra, Rasputin. Y luego Lee, como Bruce Lee. Letter rally. Letter rally.
Literally.
Letter rally. ¿Ok? ¿Otra vez? Letter rally.
Literally. And, well, it's his dream.
Well, fijaos, la L no dice well, sino well, it's... His dream, it's his dream, it's his dream. Is como es, veis que las is las hace como una E, ¿vale?
Well, it's his dream.
It's his dream. La única I suena es la de dream, que realmente es una E.
Well, it's his dream.
¿Otra
well,
vez?
It's his dream. Well, it's his dream. Well, it's his dream.
It's his dream. It's his dream. It's his dream. Fijaos que la H prácticamente no la pronuncia, ¿vale?
Well, it's his dream.
It's his dream. It's his dream. It's his dream. It's his dream. Okay, well, it's his dream.
Well, it's his dream.
Lo dicho, lo curioso es que la única I que aparece en toda la frase es la de dream, que está escrita con una E. Dream. Dream. Okay, so, y letra clave R que genera una U. Dream.
Well, it's his dream.
Well, it's his dream. It's his dream. It's his dream. Lo tenemos. It's his dream.
Dream to have his only child.
To have his only child. Fijaos. To have his only child. Es su sueño tener
su hijo único, to have is his only child, to have his only child. Pero fijaos cómo lo dice, to have his, salta la H, to have his only child.
To have his only child.
To have his only child. To have his only child.
Well, it's his dream to have his only child.
To have his only child. To have his only child. To have his only child. To have, salta la H, to have his only child. ¿Vale? Yo creo que lo tenemos, ¿verdad? Vamos a ver.
To have his only child.
To have his only child. To have his only child. To have his only child. Tener su hijo único. To have his, o su hija única en este caso. To have his only child.
To have his only child. Me.
Me, yo.
Take over the family business.
Take over the family business. Take over the family business. All right?
Take over the family business.
To have his only child. To have his only child. Me. Take over the family business.
To have his only child. Me. Take over the family business.
Take over the family business. Take over the family business. Take over the family business. Take over, pero casi la R no la pronuncia. Take over the family business, ¿vale?
To have his only child, me, take over the family business.
So, es su sueño tener su hija única, yo, hacerse con el negocio familiar. To take over es sustituir, ¿vale? To take over es, sí, tomar el relevo, ¿vale? Del negocio familiar.
Well, what's your dream?
Well, what's your dream? ¿Cuál es tu sueño? Well, pero fijas cómo dicen well, no dicen well, dicen well. Well,
well, what's your dream?
What's your dream? What's your dream? La T con la Y se convierte en what's your.
Well, what's your dream?
Just anything but that?
Just anything but that? ¿Cuál es tu sueño? Pues justo cualquier cosa menos eso. Just anything but that? Just anything but that?
Just anything but that?
Salvo eso, ¿vale? Cualquier cosa, just anything, salvo eso, but that.
Just anything but that?
Just anything but that. Well, what's your dream? Just anything but that. Just, letra clave J, just anything, just anything.
Just anything but that?
Just anything but that. Just anything but that.
But ever since I was a child.
But ever since I was a child. But ever since I was a child. Pero desde siempre, desde que yo era una niña. But ever. T como resuave. But ever since I was a child.
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 But ever since I was a child. But ever, pero siempre, since, desde que yo era un niño, una niña, since I was a child. But ever since I was a child.
But ever since I was a child, I was obsessed.
I was obsessed.
With the idea of living in Paris.
I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. I was obsessed. With the idea of living in Paris. Estaba obsesionada con la idea de vivir en París. I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. I was obsessed with the idea, with the. Como empieza por I, se dice the.
With the idea of living in Paris.
Idea, de como resuave, of living, y como E, V, semiclave, living in, letra clave I, como E, in Paris, ¿vale?
With the idea of living in Paris.
I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. Más despacio. I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris.
I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris.
Vale, with. Y como es todo, mirad que hay un montón de is. With, una. Idea, dos. Living, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Seis is, no se escucha ninguna.
With the idea of living in Paris.
With the idea, with the, la única the, pero es una e. The idea of living in Paris, vale. I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris.
With the idea of living in Paris. So I enrolled in school here.
So I enrolled in school here. So I enrolled in school, school, school here.
So I enrolled in school here and dropped out.
Dropped out es lo dejé. And dropped out, ¿vale?
So I enrolled in school here and...
So I enrolled in school here. Fijaos que no dice school, sino school, school here.
So I enrolled in school here and...
And dropped out. So I enrolled, me matriculé en la escuela aquí y lo dejé. So I enrolled, pasado, enrolled, enrolled, letra clave R, enrolled, pasado enrolled in school here. Fijaos cómo lo une todo. So I enrolled in school here.
So I enrolled in school here and...
So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. So I enrolled in school here and dropped out.
So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. I'm used to getting my way too.
I'm used to getting my way too. Fijaos que rápido lo dice. I'm used to getting my way too.
I'm used to getting my way too.
I'm used to getting my way. Estoy acostumbrada a salirme con la mía también. I'm used to getting. Fijaos cómo dice la T como R suave y como E. Getting my way too.
I'm used to getting my way too. So that's why you became a nanny.
So that's why you became a nanny. So that's why, y es por eso que te convertiste en una nanny, que es como una cuidadora de niños, ¿no? So that's why you became a nanny. You became, llegaste a. Become, presente, became, pasado, llegaste a ser una cuidadora de niños. That's why, es por eso, that's why you became a nanny.
So that's why you became a nanny. Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off. Sí, porque cuando mi padre se enteró, found out, lo averiguó, he cut me off. Me cortó el suministro, ¿vale? Yes, because when my father found out, yes, because, fijaos que dice because, no because, because when my father...
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Found out, he cut me off. He cut me off. Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's harsh.
Oh, I'm sorry, lo siento, that's harsh. Eso es duro. Oh, I'm sorry, that's harsh.
Oh. I'm sorry, it's harsh.
Letra semiclave H, letra clave R, harsh, letra clave SH.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's harsh.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Fijaos cómo lo dice, I'm sorry, con R que genera una U. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's harsh.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. That's harsh, that's harsh.
No, 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 it's wonderful.
No, 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 it's, fijaos cómo dice it's, wonderful. It's, no it's, sino it's. Y luego la L muy, muy sutil al final.
No, 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 it's wonderful.
It's wonderful, it's wonderful.
No, 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 it's wonderful. I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom.
I mean, quiero decir, I'd much rather have my freedom. I mean, quiero decir, I'd much rather, prefiero mucho más tener mi libertad, ¿vale? I'd much rather have my freedom.
I'd much rather have my freedom.
Have my freedom, freedom. I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom. Prefiero mucho más tener mi libertad.
Well, I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom. Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China.
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China. Otherwise, de otro modo, I'd be living, estaría viviendo una vida muy predecible in China. In China, en China, ¿vale?
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China.
So, otherwise, de otro modo, estaría viviendo una vida muy predecible en China, ¿vale? Otherwise, I'd be living. Fijaos como y como he todo y como he. I'd be living a very predictable life in China. China. Escuchamos otra vez, si queremos.
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China.
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable. Pero fijaos que no dice predictable, sino predictable.
Predictable life in China.
Predictable life in China.
You know, it's funny.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. En este caso es como curioso. You know, it's funny. It's a little bit funny. It's funny. Es curioso.
You know, it's funny. I grew up with nannies.
I grew up with nannies. Me crié con niñeras. I grew up with nannies. I grew up with nannies.
And now I am one.
And now I am one, okay?
You know, it's funny. I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
I grew up with nannies. I grew up with nannies. I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
Me crié con niñeras, y ahora soy una de ellas.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
Well, I'm very glad you're here. Fijaos cómo lo dice. Well, lo mismo, no well, sino well. I'm very glad you're here.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
I'm very glad you're here. La D de glad se une con la Y y queda glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
I'm very glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here. All right? I'm very glad you're here. Estoy muy contenta de que estés aquí.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
Ah, this steak isn't cooked at all. This steak isn't cooked at all. This steak, este filete no está cocido en absoluto. Ah, this steak isn't cooked at all. This steak isn't cooked at all.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
This steak isn't cooked at all. This steak isn't cooked at all. This steak, como lo une, this steak isn't cooked at all.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
This steak isn't cooked at all. Isn't, la tiene su pronuncia, isn't cooked at all.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
Cocta, cooked at all, cooked at all. This steak isn't cooked at all. Ahora lo puedes repetir conmigo.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
This steak isn't cooked at all.
Excuse me, pardon, monsieur.
Aquí está llamando al camarero, ¿vale?
I ordered this medium and it's still kind of bloody.
I ordered this medium and it's still kind of bloody. Yo lo he pedido como medio, como al punto, ¿vale? Y todavía está sangriento. And it's still kind of bloody.
I ordered this medium and it's still kind of bloody.
I ordered this medium. I ordered this medium. I ordered this medium. And it's still kind of bloody, all right?
I ordered this medium and it's still kind of bloody.
I'll amarrar some steak, will you please?
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, what she said. Sí, lo que ella ha dicho, ¿vale? Porque ella lo ha dicho en francés.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
Just make sure to never order the riz de veau, okay? Just make sure to never order the riz de veau. Riz de veau debe ser como algún tipo de venado en francés, ¿vale?
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
Just make sure. Sí, solo asegúrate. Just make sure, fijaos, just, letra clave J, sure, letra clave CH, sure, to never order, nunca pedir, to never order the riz de veau.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
El tipo de carne, ¿vale? Just make sure to never order the riz de veau. No me sale la parte del francés.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
Just make sure to never order. Just make sure to never order. Fijaos, just make sure to never, make sure to never order.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
Just make sure to never order the riz de veau. Just make sure to never order the riz de veau. Cuesta, pero veis como, ya veis cómo ahora sale bien.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
Just make sure to never order the riz de veau. Okay?
What's that? Rice with veal?
What's that? Rice with veal? What's that? What's that? Rice with veal? Arroz con ternera?
What's that? Rice with veal?
No. See, that's what I thought.
No. See, that's what I thought. No, sí, ya ves, sí, that's what I thought. Fijaos cómo dice, well, that's what I...
No, sí, that's what I thought.
T como re suave, thought, Z española, semiclave TH.
No, sí, that's what I thought.
No, sí, that's what I thought. No, sí, that's what I thought. Fijaos.
Just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
What's that? Rice with veal?
No, sí, that's what I thought.
No, sí, that's what I thought.
I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
I think it's brain or balls. I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass. Creo que es cerebro, cabeza o pelotas, pero sabe como el culo, ¿vale? Sabe mal. All right.
I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
So I think it's brains or balls. I think it's, y como it's brains or balls, letra clave R, brains or balls, letra clave L, I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
The chef, este es con acento francés, the chef tells me the steak is correct. Curioso que nos, el filete se dice steak, no steak, ¿vale?
Ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
The steak is correct. The chef tells me, el cocinero me dice que el filete está correcto.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me, all right? Bueno, correcto para él, pero no correcto para mí. Well, letra clave L, correct, letra clave R, for him, H, semiclave, I como E, for him, but not correct for me. Fijaos cómo hace him, no him, ¿vale?
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
Es como dice him, como una E, not correct for me.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
I suggest you try it.
I suggest, fijaos el acento francés, I suggest you try it. You try it, you know.
I suggest you try it.
Sería, I suggest you try it, all right? Que lo sepáis.
Maybe you suggest he cook it longer.
Maybe you suggest he cook it longer. ¿Vale? Podrías quizá sugerirle a él que lo cocinase más rato, ¿vale? Maybe you suggest he cook it longer. Maybe you suggest he cook it longer.
Maybe you suggest he cook it longer.
Fijaos como la H casi no la dice, ¿vale? Maybe you suggest he cook it longer?
Maybe you suggest he cook it longer?
Maybe le puedes sugerir que lo cocine más rápido.
I'll take yours.
No, no, no.
I'll take yours. You take mine. Yo cojo el tuyo, tú coges el mío. Y ella dice,
no, 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 come on. The customer is always right.
No, come on. The customer is always right. Yo cojo el tuyo, I'll take yours. Tú coges el mío, you take mine. No, dice ella, come on. The customer is always right. El customer, el cliente siempre tiene la razón. Con letra clave R, customer is always right.
I'll take yours.
No, 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 come on. The customer is always right.
No, here the customer is never right.
No, sí, dice sí, ¿ves? No. Here the customer is never right.
No, here the customer is never right.
Aquí, here, the customer nunca tiene razón. The customer is never right. Sí, ¿lo ves? Sí. Eso no es que diga yes. Dice sí, ¿ves? Sí. ¿Ves? No. Aquí el cliente nunca tiene la razón.
No, here the customer is never right.
No. Sí, no. Here the customer is never right. Here the customer is never right.
No, here the customer is never right.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit.
Maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit, ¿vale? Igual tengo que formar un poquito al cocinero, ¿vale?
About customer service.
About customer service, all right?
No, here the customer is never right.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit about customer service.
About customer service.
You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak?
You think you're going to change the entire French culture? You think you're going to change the entire French culture?
You think you're going to change the entire French culture?
¿Crees que vas a cambiar la cultura francesa al completo? You think you're going to change the entire French culture? Culture?
You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak?
By sending back a steak, ¿vale? Devolviendo un filete. By sending back a steak.
By sending back a steak.
Bien, bueno, pues ahora te hemos hecho frase por frase y ahora lo que vamos a hacer es hacerlo todo seguido. No pares, no traduzcas y simplemente repite conmigo. Vamos a hacer una especie de karaoke en inglés. La idea es que intentes decirlo al mismo tiempo que ellos y que yo y que tengas en cuenta todos los trucos que hemos estado viendo. Pero no te preocupes si no te sale exactamente a la vez. Lo voy a hacer contigo. Si lo necesitas, puedes ir ligeramente por detrás, tal y como vas a ver que yo mismo hago, ¿vale? Para ayudarte vas a ver subtítulos y los tienes que leer un poquito después de las protagonistas a la vez que las escuchas. Hay que ser rápidos, escucharlas a ellas y luego a ti mismo para intentar imitar lo mejor posible, como ves que yo también voy a estar haciendo, ¿vale? Lo puedes hacer conmigo, ¿ok? Al mismo tiempo. Bien, lo primero, además, vamos a hacerlo un poquito más lento, al 75%, para que puedas seguir bien el ritmo. Fíjate como yo mismo repito, intenta hacerlo conmigo, como te he dicho antes. Si ves que te cuesta, haz pausa en cada frase, repite y continúas, hasta que las siguientes veces puedas hacerlo de una tirada y sin cortes, ¿vale? Entonces, vamos a hacerlo al 75%.
Santé,
santé.
So, what brought you to Paris?
At first, business school, my father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. He's the zipper king of China.
The zipper king?
Yes.
And also many other kinds of fasteners. He's got the world by the balls. Literally.
Literally.
And, it's his dream to have his only child, me, take over the family business.
What's your dream?
Just anything but that. But ever since I was a child, I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. I'm used to getting my way too, Mercy. So that's why you became a nanny. Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's harsh.
No.
It's wonderful.
I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom.
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China.
You know, it's funny.
I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
This steak isn't cooked at all.
Excuse me, pardon, monsieur.
Monsieur.
I ordered this medium, and it's still kind of bloody.
Ale à moi, son steak.
That's the frontest.
Yeah, what she said. Just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
What's that?
Was that rice and veal?
No.
No, see, that's what I thought.
I think it's brains or balls,
but it tastes like ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
I suggest you try it.
Maybe you suggest you cook it longer.
I'll take yours. The customer is always right.
No, the customer is never right. Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit about customer service.
You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak?
Gabrielle.
Bien. Bueno, ya habéis visto que a mí también me ha costado hacerlo, aunque sea más despacio. Ya verás cómo ahora la segunda vez nos va a salir a todos mejor. Ahora lo vamos a hacer a velocidad real. Mismo ejercicio sin pensar, solo imita el sonido. De nuevo, haz pausas y retrocede si lo necesitas hasta que te salga a velocidad normal. También piensa que conforme lo vayas haciendo más veces te irás aprendiendo el diálogo y eso seguro que te ayuda a hacerlo mejor y más cómodamente. All right?
Santé.
So what brought you to Paris?
At first, business school. My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. He's the zipper king of China. The zipper king?
And also many other kinds of fasteners.
He's got the world by the balls.
Literally.
and it's his dream to have his only child, me, take over the family business.
Well, what's your dream?
Just anything but that. But ever since I was a child, I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. I'm used to getting my way too.
So that's why you became a nanny.
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's harsh.
No. It's wonderful. I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom. Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China. You know, it's funny. I grew up with nannies, and now I am one. Well, I'm very glad you're here.
The steak isn't cooked at all.
Excuse me, pardon, monsieur.
I ordered this medium, and it's still kind of bloody.
I love some steak. That's French.
Yeah, what she said.
Just make sure never there be devil.
Was that right?
No, see, that's what I thought. I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
I suggest you try it.
Maybe you suggest you cook it longer. I'll take yours.
The customer is always right.
The customer is always right. Maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit about customer service. You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak? Gabrielle.
Emily. Oh my God, that was difficult. Era difícil, ¿eh? Algún trocito. Ya veis que incluso a mí hay algún trozo cuando van muy rápido, no me da tiempo ni a leerlo ni a hacerlo, ¿vale? Por cierto, te sugiero lo siguiente para practicar sin mi voz. Volver al corte del principio o del final, ¿vale? Te los dejo señalados en los capítulos del vídeo como fragmento completo, ¿vale? Activa los subtítulos, modificas la velocidad y haces este mismo ejercicio, pero como te digo, sin mi referencia. Para modificar tanto la velocidad como la activación de los subtítulos, tienes que hacer clic en la ruedecita de ajustes. Puedes hacerlo al 75, al 80, así en avance, ¿vale? Bien, y ahora sí, escúchalo otra vez sin ayuda, sin subtítulos y vamos a ver cómo ha mejorado tu comprensión, ¿vale? Lo vamos a poner completo y recuerda que este trozo que no tiene subtítulos lo podrás usar también para practicar sin mi referencia de voz y con los subtítulos que puedes activar, como te acabo de explicar.
Santé. So, what brought you to Paris? At first, business school. My father insisted, and he's used to getting his way. He's the zipper king of China.
The zipper king?
Yes, and also many other kinds of fasteners. He's got the world by the balls. Literally. and it's his dream to have his only child, me, take over the family business.
Well, what's your dream?
Just anything but that. But ever since I was a child, I was obsessed with the idea of living in Paris. So I enrolled in school here and dropped out. I'm used to getting my way too.
I see. So that's why you became a nanny?
Yes, because when my father found out, he cut me off.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's harsh.
No. It's wonderful. I mean, I'd much rather have my freedom.
Otherwise, I'd be living a very predictable life in China. You know, it's funny. I grew up with nannies, and now I am one.
Well, I'm very glad you're here.
Ugh, this steak isn't cooked at all.
Excuse me, pardon, monsieur. I ordered this medium, and it's still kind of bloody.
Your ale amaré son steak, mieux cuit, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, just make sure to never order the riz de veau.
What's that? Rice with veal?
No. See, that's what I thought. I think it's brains or balls, but it tastes like ass.
The chef tells me the steak is correct.
Well, correct for him, but not correct for me.
I suggest you try it.
Maybe you suggest you cook it longer?
Yeah, I'll take yours.
No.
Come on, the customer is always right.
No, here the customer is never right.
Well, maybe I'll educate the chef a little bit about customer service.
You think you're going to change the entire French culture by sending back a steak?
Gabrielle.
Emily.
Bien, lo has entendido ahora mejor, por lo menos. Eso es lo que pasa cuando entrenas el inglés de esta manera. No estás memorizando por memorizar, estás adaptando tu oído al inglés real. Y cuando tu oído cambia, algo pasa muy potente. Tu comprensión se dispara y tu forma de hablar también. Porque hay una clave que casi nadie te dice. No entiendes mejor porque estudies más. Entiendes mejor cuando empiezas a sonar más como ellos. Y ahí es donde cambia todo. Habla como ellos, entiende como ellos. Suena bien, comprende mejor. Porque en ese momento dejas de pelearte con el inglés y empiezas a reconocerlo, a seguirlo y poco a poco a hacerlo tuyo. Así que si quieres seguir entrenando así, suscríbete ahora mismo porque este tipo de vídeos son de los de que de verdad van a marcar la diferencia. Y además, te dejo aquí abajo una clase gratuita donde te explico cómo pasar de entender palabras sueltas a empezar a entender el inglés real en pocos meses. Es la misma metodología que usamos en Utah TV Plus, nuestra formación premium con más de 30.000 alumnos y una puntuación de 4,8 sobre 5 estrellas en Google con más de 1.200 reseñas. Así que échale un ojo porque te va a encajar muchísimo. Y si quieres seguir aprendiendo con nosotros, te dejo aquí abajo otro vídeo con otro de los temas que más lío generan en inglés, los condicionales. En este vídeo, Carlos te los explica todos en tan solo 10 minutos. Seguro que te va a ir genial. See you next time. Bye bye.